Good day, and welcome to the AMG Earnings Full Year and Quarter Four 2014 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Steve Daniels. Please go ahead.
Welcome to AMG's fourth quarter 2014 earnings call. Joining me on this call are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Amy Yard, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer. AMG's fourth quarter 2014 earnings press release, issued this morning, is on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the fourth quarter 2014 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Ms. Yard will comment on AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At the completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on the market strategy. We will then open the call to take your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. This conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group N.V. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts, but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, strategies, future events, future revenues or performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths or weaknesses, plans or goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position and future operations and development, AMG's business strategy, and the trends AMG anticipates in the industries and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and similar expressions, and the negatives thereof, are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that the predictions, forecasts, projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statements contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto, or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, during the fourth quarter 2014, AMG generated $260 million of revenue, $21.9 million of EBITDA, and $22.7 million of operating cash flow. Full year 2014 EBITDA of $85.7 million was 18% higher than 2013. In addition, AMG generated $95.1 million of operating cash flow during the year, a 36% rise, and the second highest in the company history, and achieved a return on capital employed of 11.9%. This was achieved despite depressed market conditions for AMG Engineering and weakening metal prices globally. Full year 2014 net income of $21.9 million resulted in earnings of $0.79 per share. Record free cash flow of $72.1 million in 2014 enabled AMG to reduce net debt by 45% from $160.5 million as of December 31st, 2013, to $87.8 million as of December 31st, 2014. All units in AMG Processing and AMG Mining were operating satisfactorily during Q4. AMG Processing and AMG Mining full year 2014 EBITDA increased 81% and 43% respectively versus full year 2013. Engineering EBITDA improved to $2.7 million in the fourth quarter, the highest quarterly performance of 2014. Despite the improvement, AMG Engineering is still below expectations, and additional measures are being taken to ensure a return to historical sustainable levels of profitability in 2016. AMG had an excellent year. At the annual general meeting of shareholders in May 2014, we did set ambitious financial targets for 2014, namely to reduce both gross and net debt, increase operating cash flow, improve gross margin, increase EBITDA, reduce SG&A, and substantially improve return on capital employed. We have met or exceeded all of these targets. I would now like to pass the floor to Amy Art, AMG's Chief Financial Officer. Amy.
Thank you, Dr. Schimmelbusch. As Heinz discussed, we successfully achieved our 2014 goals to reduce gross and net debt and improve return on capital employed, despite subdued market conditions. The impact of restructuring activities and a continued focus on operational initiatives were the primary drivers behind our achievements. AMG Processing's focus on cost management and operational excellence enabled it to increase EBITDA margins despite weak prices. In a volatile pricing environment, a focus on higher value-added and higher margin products also generated substantial increases in gross profit and gross margin. AMG Vanadium continued its strong 2014 performance during the quarter. Ferrovanadium volumes increased by 54% in the fourth quarter 2014 as compared to the same period in 2013. Utilizing its expanded capacity, AMG Vanadium increased market share and lowered average unit costs. AMG Superalloys and AMG Titanium Alloys and Coatings improved gross margin despite declining revenues by improving their cost structures and focusing on higher value-added products. AMG Engineering's revenue and gross profit declined by 9% and 28% respectively in the fourth quarter 2014 versus the fourth quarter 2013. A weak capital goods market and the resulting pricing pressure were the primary drivers for the decline. EBITDA, however, improved by 13% as compared to the same period in 2013 due to SG&A cost reduction efforts. AMG Engineering signed $56.6 million in new orders during the quarter, generating a 0.93 times book-to-bill ratio. Order backlog as of December 31, 2014 was $128.3 million, a 17% improvement from $109.7 million as of December 31, 2013. AMG Mining's fourth quarter 2014 revenue decreased due to lower global pricing for antimony and lower volumes for silicon and tantalum. Lower volumes within these products were primarily related to timing. Despite lower levels of revenue, the continued transition into higher value-added products is positively impacting average sales prices and gross margins. Operational efficiencies achieved across all product groups and an energy rebate at AMG Silicon contributed to the increase in gross margin and EBITDA. Although this rebate is not non-recurring, the amount and timing of future rebates is uncertain. Consolidated SG&A was $31.2 million in the fourth quarter 2014, down from both the third quarter 2014 and the fourth quarter 2013. The most significant variance between the fourth quarter 2014 and the fourth quarter 2013 relates to variable compensation. In the fourth quarter of last year, significant bonus expense was recorded due to achievement of operating cash flow goals, whereas in 2014, bonus expense was more normalized on a quarterly basis throughout the year. Overall, AMG's year-to-date SG&A costs have decreased by 5.2% due to lower employee costs, primarily a $4 million reduction in performance share unit expense. AMG recorded $10.5 million of non-recurring items in operating profit during the fourth quarter of 2014. These charges were composed of restructuring and asset impairment expense of $5 million and environmental charges of $5.5 million. The restructuring and asset impairment charges mainly related to AMG Engineering solar assets and AMG mining operations in Turkey, offset by a reversal of previously recorded charges against graphite crop meal assets. With respect to the environmental charges, AMG updated its environmental reserve for its Newfield, New Jersey site during the quarter based on updated plans being negotiated with regulators. The company has developed a range of estimates, which vary from $9 to $24 million. This is a significant reduction of the range previously disclosed for this site. AMG has accordingly increased its reserve for decommissioning the site to approximately $17 million as of December 31, 2014. AMG continued to generate returns from the significant capital investments made in the past few years and therefore has been able to lower spending in 2014. Year to date, AMG reduced capital spending by $8.1 million or 25% to $24 million total. Maintenance capital spending for the year was $12.8 million or 53% of that total. In terms of liquidity, AMG is in full compliance with all debt covenants as of December 31, 2014. Debt reduction and the resulting increased financial flexibility remained our primary financial goal during 2014. The net debt position declined over 45% since December 31, 2013 to $87.8 million as of December 31, 2014. The increase in profitability combined with working capital reductions generated significant cash flow from operations, which was used to repay nearly $60 million in gross debt during the year. AMG has made gross debt repayments of $120 million since January 1, 2013. The net debt to LTM EBITDA declined to 1.02 times as of December 31, down from 1.4 times as of September 30th. The reduction in gross debt and the lower interest margins will continue to reduce interest expense and cash payments for interest in 2015. Working capital decreased by $29.2 million during the quarter. Working capital days sales were 23 as of December, down from 31 days sales as of September 30th. AMG continues to drive its working capital to lower levels with improvement in both receivables and payables management. That concludes my remarks. I would now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, AMG's Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Amy. We continue to be highly focused on operational improvement with objectives to sustainably improve return on capital employed and maximize operating cash flow. Our improvement objectives relate to health and safety, productivity, cost reduction, and product mix optimization. This, combined with aggressive working capital management and a disciplined approach to managing price exposure and capital spending, resulted in strong fourth quarter and full year operating performance. In AMG processing, we set another production record at AMG Vanadium in the quarter, following the successful upgrade of our secondary electric arc furnace. AMG Vanadium continues to deliver strong results despite weak global ferrovanadium prices, as conversion costs decline due to capacity expansion and diversification of our raw material sources. AMG Superalloys delivered substantially improved year-over-year performance in the quarter. This is primarily the result of the cost reduction program completed at the end of 2014 and disciplined price exposure management. AMG Superalloys continues to optimize its product mix and is increasing production levels of higher value-added vacuum-grade chrome metal. The titanium alloys and coatings unit completed the installation and qualification of two of the three furnaces necessary for its titanium aluminide capacity expansion. The third furnace will be commissioned early in the second quarter. This expansion supports our long-term titanium aluminide sales contract. AMG Aluminum delivered consistent earnings and operating cash flow during the quarter despite difficult market conditions. We expect AMG Aluminum to maintain a similar level of performance in 2015 as it did in 2014. AMG Engineering's quarterly earnings improved for the third quarter. However, the business is not yet meeting our financial objectives. As a result, AMG Engineering is implementing an extensive cost reduction program in its underperforming business segments and rationalizing a number of product lines. The cost reduction plan includes a new procurement optimization program and a reduction in headcount. We're targeting cost savings of approximately $7 million annually and will complete these changes by the end of 2015. The result of these measures and new products that were launched in 2014 will substantially improve 2015 profitability. AMG Mining continues to deliver strong operating results in all businesses. Volumes in tantalum and silicon were down in the quarter. However, this was primarily due to timing of deliveries. AMG Mineral is focused on improving recoveries in its tantalite processing plants and increasing byproduct revenues. These are both mid to long-term initiatives, however, both have the potential to significantly improve our cost position. In general, prices of a number of our key products were weak in the fourth quarter. However, our risk management program contributed to the division's strong performance. We believe that our continuing focus on operational improvements positions us for a strong 2015. I would now like to pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. AMG delivered record free cash flow during 2014, as has been stated. In achieving this goal, we were able to reduce net debt by $72.7 million since December 31st, 13, or more than $2.63 per share. We believe that this value is not currently reflected in our share price. We have also increased profitability in challenging markets by aggressively pursuing operational and financial performance improvements. Prices for most of AMG's processing materials declined during the quarter. AMG has continued to successfully manage price risk by matching raw material costs with end product revenues, which is essential in the processing business. The combined impact of our ability to manage price risk and our operational improvements produced substantially increased gross margins. AMG Engineering has ended 2014 with a substantially improved order backlog compared to the beginning of the year. As a consequence of the improved order backlog and the aggressive steps to reduce costs, management expects the engineering business to return to historical sustainable levels of profitability in 2016. In AMG Mining, we have made significant progress to move downstream into higher value-added products and ancillary services. This strategy is increasing margins despite continued low market prices caused by sluggish global economies. In December, AMG announced the signing of an agreement to sell a 40% equity interest in AMG Graphite in combination with a 10.33% equity interest in Bogola Graphite Sri Lanka PLC to Alterna Capital Markets Partners for a combined cash position of $38 million. The AMG Graphite transaction provides AMG with a source of capital to take advantage of growth opportunities in the graphite space. We believe the transaction unlocks significant value for AMG shareholders and is in line with AMG's strategy to expand its critical materials business while continuing to reduce net debt. In regard to our corporate strategy, we are a critical materials company. We will seek to build our core critical materials business through industry consolidation, process innovation, and product development, following a period of financial austerity, during which time AMG has significantly reduced net debt, strengthened its balance sheet, and reduced operating costs. The company is well positioned to take advantage of growth opportunities. In this challenging environment, AMG has generated significant free cash flow and considerable reduced costs and net debt. Despite weak metal prices, AMG expects to continue to improve its return on capital employed and earnings per share in 2015. Operator, we would like to open the line for questions now. Hello?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit one on your telephone. Please ensure your mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself by pressing star two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. We will pause for just a moment now to allow everyone's signal. We'd now like to take our first question from Philip DuPont. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning all. First of all, congratulations on the good cash flow generation once again. I have a number of questions. Let me start with the broadest question. In the press release this morning, you have guided for EPS growth in 2015 and growth on return on capital employed. I was wondering if you could give some kind of range where you see EPS or EBITDA growth in 2015.
I will disappoint you. We are living in a time where the currency parity between euro and dollar is approaching, which is a disruptive development. When you look at the commodity prices, we have erratic movements. So it is difficult in such a time to prudently give quantitative precise guidance. We are confident that we can manage all sorts of price scenarios, and we have proven that. But to give a precise quantitative target is very difficult.
Could you then perhaps talk a bit on where the impact from the dollar appreciation impacts AMG most?
Yes. Well, in general, the majority of our cost base is residing in euros, cost base. So the majority of our products is directly or indirectly denominated in dollars. And therefore, as a general statement, the currency movement in the medium term is positive for us. This in particular is true for engineering, where we are directly competing with companies who are operating in the dollar, out of a dollar cost base. Now, this, of course, is then different business by business, but that's as a general statement. So we are definitely benefiting from the currency movement. But to do this in a quantitative, precise way is difficult.
Okay, that's clear. Then on engineering itself, in the press release, you said that you want to take out 7 million in cost in 2015, and we will see the full benefit in 2016 then. Could you give me some kind of indication of what exactly you're going to do and when? Is it in the first half of the year, the second half of 2015, just to have a bit of a feeling when we will start to see the first results of the 7 million cost savings program?
The program has started to be implemented in a very organized way and will be completed in the third and fourth quarter of this year. So the impact will trend to be felt later in the second half, starting in the second half and full in 16. But the program is in full implementation. So it's not a plan, it's execution.
Okay, very clear. And then I'll limit myself to three questions to start with. On engineering, on the ideas or the plans to divest the business or list the business, could you give us any idea what the current situation is on that?
The most important sentence here is what we said in the press, in my explanations here, is return to historic profitability levels. Of course, it is opening all sorts of options if you improve profitability substantially. Mm-hmm. And we have seen a return of order intake to much better levels. We believe that the currency movement will substantially improve our competitiveness, and that will underline what I just said about profitability. And if I'm correct, and if that's the case, then strategic options, of course, are coming your way. And we have said that we are studying whether, for example, the engineering business could be listed separately. And those studies are underway with the help of financial advisors. And we will continue to actively pursue those thoughts.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll leave the floor to other questions then. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll now take our next question from Frank Claassen from Rabobank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Frank Claassen, Rabobank. Three questions, please. First, on the restructuring for engineering systems, do you also expect to see some restructuring charges? And of course, when and how big is the first question. Then secondly, on your cash position, it's already more than 100 million. And if I'm not mistaken, then you also will receive 38 million for your 30% stake in GK. So the cash position is getting quite big. So what will you do to use this cash in your operations? And thirdly, related maybe to that, what are your plans for CAPEX in 2015? Can you guide us a little bit on that? Thank you.
I didn't get that last question.
CAPEX guidance for 2015.
CAPEX, yeah. So, Amy, would you?
So
I talk about cash, you talk about the other two.
Okay. So in terms of engineering, there will be some restructuring charges. I would expect them to happen I think it's going to be in the first half we should expect to see them, depending on the notifications that we need to provide. So that is the timing. The amount, I don't have an exact amount, but I think it's probably somewhere in the range of $3 to $5 million. So that's my estimate on restructuring charges. CapEx, obviously our CapEx levels were very low for 2014, and although we will continue to have prudent CapEx spending, I would use a range of something like 30 to 35 in 2015. There'll be some CapEx that will roll over from 14 into 15, and then just some positive expansion projects that we have. In terms of cash, I will pass it to Heinz.
Yes. So in terms of cash or net debt, we figured out a way by the graphite transaction to open ourselves up for expansion, resources for expansion, because graphite is a very active global market with a lot of opportunities which we want to realize, and at the same time continue to reduce debt. We sort of start to enjoy low debt levels, and we want to continue to do that and strengthen our balance sheet. As a small company and a consolidator in the industry, the opportunities are substantial, and there we can only pursue the opportunities with a strong balance sheet. And that's why we want to combine those two rather conflicting objectives. And the alternative transaction is one way of doing that. There are other ways.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. We'll now take our next question from David Clark, private investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I have a question that continues on from what has just been said. Where do you regard natural graphite has the high growth potential? And secondly, when will you be recommissioning the plant at Ankuabe in Mozambique?
Yes, in graphite we have consecutive wave of growth potential. We have the first wave is what we are doing with our main product, namely insulation material, graphite doped insulation material for the high quality insulation for buildings, energy
yes.
saving. That's a big trend. That's a particular, it's a global trend led by the German market. So that's where we are in, and that is the driver in the short term. Behind that, of course, is the use for natural graphite for anode material in lithium ion batteries. There's a bright future for that, and that requires certain technology and other moves, and we find it a very attractive opportunity. We want to participate in this. And then third, behind that, and we are not, this is not a quarterly statement, so to speak, behind that anode material, it's graphene. Every professor of material science in every university in the world is dreaming about graphene. And graphene is based on natural graphite and has revolutionary uses. We don't expect that to be short term, but it will happen. And it is to be noted that our publicly listed Bogala mine in Sri Lanka is the highest quality natural graphite mine in the world. It's a geological phenomenon. And
yes.
we own about 80%. And that particular graphite appears to be ideal for, as a raw material for graphene, because of its purity. And we deliver that to graphene producers, and we are cooperating in particular with one graphene producer where we jointly learn how to optimize the value chain of super pure natural graphite into the use of graphene. So I'm sorry that was a long answer to a short question, but
that's certainly a very good answer. And
the mining side, we have a very systematic approach to mining. As you know, graphite, our graphite company is 140 years old and is very experienced in graphite mining. So we reopened our graphite mine in Germany, and that's not really a very profitable activity, that's break even, but it is a perfect training center to educate our employees how to, in modern mining techniques and update, and that's necessary for our projects. Projects are exploration, further exploration in Sri Lanka, and projects are to build the so-called, to reopen the Ankuabe mine in previously a producer in Mozambique, to reopen that mine, the so-called Ankuabe mine. Now,
yes.
that will be then the beneficiary, that mine, of the training of people in graphite mining in Germany, and will be the platform for a further expansion should it be that the drivers which I mentioned actually materialize. Then we want to avoid a short position in graphite, and then the Ankuabe mine will be the platform for the Nicabue mine in Mozambique, which is much larger.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your answers. I've no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We now have a follow-up question from Philip DePaul from ING. Please go ahead.
Yes, I actually have two follow-up questions. The first question is on the energy rebate you have booked in the fourth quarter. I understood this is a benefit from CO2 emission rights, and I was wondering if you could talk a bit more on what is potentially still to come on that side. And the second question is a follow-up on the on what you're going to do with the cash. So you talked about expansion and further reduced net debt. Is there any likelihood of a dividend in the foreseeable future? Was my other question. Thank you.
Hi, Philip. This is Amy. I will answer the question on silicon. I would say the energy rebates are, as I mentioned in my statements, they're not non-recurring. However, the amount and the timing of any future ones are not known. So they're dependent upon, of course, the German government and the programs that they set up and when they want to release the funds. So although we consider them not non-recurring, there's no way to really be able to quantify the repetitive nature of these sales or rebates.
Okay, thank you.
And on dividends, I pass it to Hein.
On dividends, the supervisory board, which had a session yesterday of AMG, debated intensely the question of dividends. And we came to the conclusion, or the supervisory board came to the conclusion, that this is a matter which has to be dealt with at the annual general meeting. And therefore, I have to be very cautious to make statements here, because we have an upcoming annual general meeting. Let me tell you my personal view on this. It is the management's target to approach a status where we then initiate dividends. That's a target.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, we always work very hard to achieve our targets, but it's still a target. It's not a prediction, because the whole thing is subject to decision making at the level above the management board. That's a great answer, isn't it?
It's. So you're not going to make a proposal at the AGM. You're not proposing to the AGM to pay out a dividend. You're just going to.
That's ahead of. Please, Philip. Please.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, please press *1 to ask a question. We'll now take our next question from Philip Nagoto from ABN Emerald. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. If I may, maybe I would like to start on the cash flow generation. There was an earlier question on the CAPEX guidance for 2015. I might have missed it, but I don't believe I heard any guidance, but I don't know if you're willing to give it. But I was wondering if the level what we saw in 2014, if you believe that's a sustainable level, because it was significantly below depreciation levels and significantly below the levels seen in 2013 and 12 as well. And then as a follow-up on the cash outflows for 2015, you had some 10 million of expenses of non-recurring items in 2014. I was wondering what part of that will be a cash outflow in 2015.
So in terms of CapEx, I think the guidance I provided was 30 to 35 million. You're right, the 24 million is not necessarily a year-on-year sustainable number, so I would give guidance to 30 to 35 million. In terms of the charges, my estimate is probably the environmental. We don't expect to have significant outflows related to that in 2015. The restructuring charges, there will be, it's probably along the lines of $3 million and of the current, the charges that we took in 2014 that you'll see coming through in 2015.
Okay. And then maybe a follow-up on the environmental expense. Could you give a bit of more background on that, where that exactly is coming from, the new field environmental expense? Because also when I compare it to the provision that you have on your balance sheet, it's only 16 million on environmental provision. So I find a 5.5 million expense quite high.
So in our annual report, we've discussed this site in New Jersey for a number of years. It's a site that's been in existence going back for a very long time, and we've been in litigation about this site for a number of years. Our previous accrual for this site alone was about $11 million to $11.5 million. We took the accrual up to $17 million. But what I would say about that is our previous range for cleaning up this site, if we had to do it the way we are going to do it, as disclosed in the financial statements, was $25 million to $70 million. And the positive news on this topic is that the range is actually now $9 million to $25 million. So although we took an expense, I think we're putting a box around the potential liability on this, which lowers the uncertainty.
Okay. Are there any other litigations, or I know what you've disclosed on the in the annual report as well, but are there any other things that that are upcoming the coming year, maybe where you might see a similar provision or expense?
No.
Okay. Then maybe on the aluminum situation in Brazil, we all know how the situation has developed in 2014. And there's also the possibility of an energy crisis in the country, and we've seen some large aluminum producers departing the country. What are your views on for 2015 on that? I know you have stated that you expect a similar. A similar performance year on year for the division, but if you just focus on Brazil, what do you expect there from, and are you having any contingency plans when if the situation worsens, and how large do you think the impact could be?
Philip, I know you have an opinion on the aluminum business in Brazil. This is Eric Jackson. My opinion is that the energy problems in Brazil have lasted through 2013-14, and they are, of course, ongoing. The government has put in maximum prices for energy, which I think helps our customers. But I put it in my comments very specifically about where we will perform in aluminum. And I expect our aluminum business in Brazil to outperform our 2014 results. You might also notice that the Brazilian real has depreciated very substantially over the last little while, not just of course the euro. So our cost position in Brazil has improved very dramatically. That's actually not even included in our forecasts, internal forecasts.
Mm-hmm. But what are you seeing from the domestic demand? Because I mean, not all of the demand, of course, or all of your products are shipped, are exported.
They're actually sold on a dollar-denominated basis in the domestic market. Our volume alone in Brazil in 2015 will be similar to our volume in 2014.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that. One last question. That's on AMG Engineering. You said you're expected to return to historical levels. Is that in terms of margin or absolute levels? Because if you look at the revenue base, has also, of course, come down. So I was just wondering what you're actually stating there, what the target or the view is on the margin return.
Yeah, it's margins.
So it's okay. So percentage.
Yeah,
the top line would be lower.
I can repeat it. It's margins.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you. As there is no further questions in the queue, that will conclude today's Q&A. I would now like to turn the call back to you, Mr. Daniels, for any additional comments.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining our call today. And we look forward to speaking to you during the Q1 2015 earnings call. Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.